Two San Diego environmental groups are suing the federal government in an effort to stop cross-border sewage flows that endanger the environment and public health. In San Diego, KPBS reporter Eric Anderson has the details.
San Diego Coastkeeper and the Coastal Environmental Rights Foundation say legal action is the only way to clean up the polluted water flowing from Tijuana into the United States. The groups are suing the International Boundary and Water Commission and the contractor that runs a sewage plant on the U.S. side of the border. Coastkeeper's Philip Masiga says water quality readings confirm that pollution regularly reaches the ocean and the wetlands just north of the border.
We found hundreds of violations of a number of different permit conditions or permit requirements.
Masiga says the situation demands federal intervention.
To put pressure on them, legal pressure, to get these repairs done, to get the plant up and running.
This is not the first time the federal government has been sued. Several previous lawsuits were set aside when it looked like progress was being made to capture and treat polluted flows. Those lawsuits remain on hold. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.